So, Batman's billionaire secret identity, Bruce Wayne, was inspired by and named after the Scottish king and an American revolutionary hero, Robert Bruce and Anthony Wayne. That's your superhero fun fact. Welcome to a new episode of Superhero Deep Dive, everyone. I, as always, am Jason. I'm your host today. I have a pretty cool episode. It's not going to be a very big one, but it has got some pretty cool info, and I'm excited to share it with you. Let me get my disclaimers out of the way, and we'll get into it. So the information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. You can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. You can catch me on Twitter and Instagram, or I guess X and Instagram, under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on YouTube and TikTok under Superhero Deep Dive. YouTube is the best way to get me. I post videos throughout the week, and you can like, subscribe, comment, share, all that good stuff. Hit the notification bells, whatever. Comment, critique. If you have requests for future episodes, I am 100% about it. And you can always email me directly, which a lot of you do. It's b4itall@yahoo.com. So, this week, I am going to be talking about 3D Man. Now, who is 3D Man? Where is he from? He's from Marvel, first and foremost. Now, I'm not talking about the old school 3D Man. I'm talking about the more current version, because it relates to the show that I felt had a really good start, and then it just dropped off. I'm talking about Secret Invasion. Let me apologize to you fans if you didn't appreciate it, because I tried to appreciate it, and it just left me feeling unfulfilled. But maybe 3D Man can help, and I'll get into it. So his real name is Delroy Garrett. Now, he's an Olympic track medalist whose career was derailed when it was found that he was using steroids. Rejected, Delroy joined the Triune Understanding to restore his faith. Triune leader Jonathan Tremont imbued Delroy with power stolen from the former superhero, the 3D Man. Delroy had no idea of the source of his new powers, thinking that the teachings of the Triune had simply unlocked his superhuman potential. Delroy became the costume hero Triathlon and the Triune celebrity spokesman. So it kind of almost sounds like the, another kind of religious organization, pseudo-religion, I guess, where they have celebrity endorsements, or celebrity spokespeople. I don't know. It's just kind of coming across that way. But anyway, Delroy's first involvement with the Avengers came when he was using the identity of Triathlon. He assisted them in defeating arms dealer Moses Magnum, and soon after, Garrett also helped the Avengers battle Lord Templar and Pagan at the dedication ceremony of a new Triune Understanding building. The battle ended with Lord Templar and Pagan escaping. Jonathan Tremont, who was the guy that was leading up the Triune, and publicly blamed the Avengers for the destruction, and then covertly set up a smear campaign against the team to suggest that they were religiously intolerant and racist. Wow. Tremont then had the mercenary, the Taskmaster, frame a number of Avengers for the destruction of an important Triune building. Tremont then publicly forgave the Avengers, which the team begrudgingly went along with to avoid further bad publicity. It was during Tremont's media event at the Avengers Mansion that the building was attacked by a terrorist. Triathlon aided the Avengers in defeating the terrorist, and in the aftermath, Dwayne Freeman, the Avengers government liaison, suggested that the team add Triathlon as a member to quell the bad publicity that the team had recently engendered. With some animosity on both sides, Triathlon was made a member of the Avengers when their new lineup was announced to the public. That is crazy, But tell me that doesn't seem like something that could happen in this day and age. Like I dare you. It's something that could totally happen. Now, at first, Triathlon, although a capable member, constantly complained and argued with his teammates, thinking that they were intolerant and included him on the team only because of the public image. But soon, with the help of teammate Warbird, who told him that he could either go around with a chip on his shoulder and never fit in, or actually try to work with his teammates as people and take the chance that they would be imperfect, Delroy saw that his teammates were good people and became an eager and willing team member, even refusing to attend Triune functions as it conflicted with his schedule as an Avenger. Later, during Kang the Conqueror's War on Earth, I'm just going to stop there because it leads into Kang too. So later, Kang the Conqueror's War on Earth of being a being of immense power entered the solar system. This was the triple evil which Tremont had supposedly founded the Triune understanding to defeat. Powering up the Triune spaceship, Tremont... How did they get a spaceship? I mean, I don't even think Joel Osteen has a spaceship. But whatever, okay. Anyway, they got a spaceship. Tremont and the Avengers traveled to space to face the being. During the battle, Tremont's true reasoning became clear. He sought the power of the triple evil for his own. And in the past, he had stolen the triangle power of 3D men and resurrected his two dead brothers as Lord Templar and Pagan. He then formed the Triune Understanding to enable him to find the other triangle fragments of power. The triple evil contained the final power he sought. Now, during the battle, Tremont killed his brothers and his followers by drawing all their power and life energy into himself. So kind of like Shang Chun, I don't know, the dude from Mortal Kombat. I can't pronounce things today. I'm sorry. But anyways, he pulls their power and life energy into himself, intending to take the power of the triple evil and use it to become a god to those on Earth. But he ultimately lost control of the immense power. Triathlon, though, was able to channel the power and defeated the triple evil, realizing that the power could only be controlled by one who strive for others rather than themselves. With Triathlon now in control of the pyramid, the Avengers then returned to Earth and ultimately defeated Kang and the Scarlet Centurion in their bid to take over the planet. Following Kang's defeat, Triathlon dissolved the pyramid's remaining energy to prevent it from being any further threat, subsequently sacrificing the last of his power to restore the 3D men and his brother to their independent forms. When the Avengers later reorganized under a United Nations charter, Triathlon left the team along with some other members. Wow. So, that was his initial run. Later, Delroy Garrett reemerged as a member of Captain America's Secret Avengers, declaring his stance against the Superhuman Registration Act. He was named among the missing in the wake of the final battle of the Civil War. Now, following the passage of the Superhuman Registration Act, Garrett was recruited by the 50 State Initiative. Serving as a squad instructor, he assisted in the training of new recruits while training to become a team leader for one of the 50 states. Garrett took on a new alias, that of 3D Man, and when his initiative training was complete, he was assigned to Hawaii. During the Secret Invasion storyline, Delroy arrives in Hawaii and is greeted by Point Men team members Star Sign and Pay Dirt. He encounters the Devil Slayer on the way to the base, who states that he has sensed portents of doom all day. When he meets the final team member Magnitude, the goggles Delroy obtained from the original 3D Man allow him to identify Magnitude as a Skrull imposter. Okay, so hold on to that piece of information. He identifies Magnitude as a Skrull imposter. The Skrull Magnitude, who has the powers of Banshee, Havoc, Polaris, and Sunfire, attacks and severely wounds Starsign and Pay Dirt, but Delroy kills the Skrull with the sword magically summoned by the Devil Slayer. The Devil Slayer uses his shadow cloak to teleport Delroy to Camp Hammond, where he announced to everyone assembled that the initiative has been infiltrated by Skrulls. The Crusader, fearing that he will be exposed as a Skrull, uses the cosmic ring, and suddenly 3D Man sees every non-Skrull surrounding him as a Skrull. The Crusader persuades the 3D Man to take the Quinjet to get help, but only because it would take him out of the range of the ring's influence. Mid-flight, the Quinjet is affected by the virus the Skrulls use to infect all Stark Tech systems, which kind of sounds like it may lead into Armor Wars, and the 3D Man crashes somewhere in New Mexico. There, he meets and joins the Skrull Kill Crew, after they vanquish the Skrull posing as the She-Thing. He assists them with his goggles and uses them to identify Blacksmith of the Desert Stars as a Skrull and kills him. Delroy Garrett's goggles also identify Equinox as a Skrull, who is then killed by Cloud Nine. While in Philadelphia, a revolutionary is revealed as a Skrull and defeated by Gravity and Hope. When they come across a fight between Thor Girl and Ultra Girl, Delroy's goggles identify Thor Girl as a Skrull. With help from Gravity, Delroy uses Thor Girl's own hammer to kill the Skrull imposter. And when it came to a crowd uprising dealing with the Skrulls in the form of civilians, Delroy's goggles were broken by a thrown rock, giving his allies a hard time finding out which of the civilians were actually Skrulls. During the struggle, Delroy discovers that he can see who is a Skrull without his goggles. This turns the tide against those Skrulls disguised as crowd members. When it came to the fight at Camp Hammond, Delroy's Skrull detecting abilities detect the Crusader as a Skrull after the Crusader kills Critty Knoll, so Delroy shoots and apparently kills the Crusader. Now, who are all these guys? They were very no-name. They're really obscure, like maybe even more obscure than what I can cover in a 20 to 30 minute, maybe even 45 minute podcast. Like, I have certain criteria that just so I can make the podcast time, and there are some that like even are not known or not enough is known even to me, and a lot of these guys fall into that, so I'm sorry about that. But anyways, Delroy leaves the initiative, noting the hostility of Red Nine, Annex, Geiger, Batwing, and Prodigy over the shooting of the Crusader, and joins Ryder to hunt for any Skrull still hiding out on Earth. Delroy approached the agents of Atlas in helping investigate strange questions regarding his history and powers, and he was later asked to join the team, which he accepted. During the Axis storyline, Delroy is among the heroes recruited by an inverted Doctor Doom to join his team of Avengers. During the Secret Empire storyline, Delroy Garrett is shown to be among the superheroes on the run following Hydra's takeover of the United States. He was apprehended by Deadpool, who was working as a member of Hydra's Avengers at the time. Delroy and the agents of Atlas were later sent by Atlas's leader, Jimmy Woo, to a temple in Thailand to rescue Avenger X from the General Nurong and his forces. During the mission, the group encounters Nurong Master, a dragon named Mr. Thong. You know what kind of things he's wearing? Yeah. Oh, sorry. Who warns them of the upcoming Clash of Dragons. During the Atlantis attacks, Delroy and his teammates are introduced to the new agents of Atlas by Wu. Delroy, along with Braun, the Uranian, and M11, are able to keep Portal City's Pan's portals stable and release the Atlantean dragon Pan that had been captured to power itself briefly, easing tensions between the two nations. So he has been in a lot of things just in the background. But what a crazy power set, right? Let me know what you think. Like I said, you can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. You can catch me on Twitter and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on TikTok and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. If you find me, please like, subscribe, share, comment, all that good stuff. If you have requests for future episodes, if you have critiques, if you have things I may have missed, or if you have ideas for the character, let me know. YouTube is a great way to do it because we can actually have conversations back and forth, and it invites other people to join in the conversation, and we collaborate on ideas, and it's a lot of fun. But let me get into his powers. Delroy Garrett possesses superhuman attributes such as strength and speed. He has the ability to identify Skrulls in disguise, and he can recover from injuries faster than a regular human being. Now, fun facts, comic book resources rank Delroy Garrett 8th in their 8 Fastest Avengers list, 9th in their Marvel Comics 10 Most Powerful Members of Agents of Atlas list, 10th in their Marvel 10 Best Star Athletes Who Became Superheroes list. I bet Super Pro was on that list. I did a deep dive on him. You should check it out. 20th in their Marvel The 20 Fastest Speedsters list. And 24th in their 25 Fastest Characters in the Marvel Universe list. So he's been in a bunch of lists. Darren Franich of Entertainment Weekly ranked Delroy 53rd in their Let's Rank Every Avenger Ever list. And Rob Bricken of Gizmodo ranked Delroy 65 in their Every Member of the Avengers list. And one more, Matthew Perpetua and Daniel Kibblesmith of BuzzFeed ranked Delroy Garrett 82nd in their 84 Avengers members ranked from worst to best. Wow, so he was kind of like at the bottom of that list. But it's okay, because it means that, like, if he was 80... Let's see here, what was it? 82nd out of 84, that means there are two people that were worse than him. Just saying, like, you know, he wasn't all the way at the bottom, but he was close enough. But what do you guys think? Like, I mean, I think he's an interesting character, but he's a very nuanced and specific character. So let me get into my final thoughts with this. And you know, I'm sorry that this is a quicker episode or a shorter episode. There's just not a lot on him because he is so nuanced. But because he is so nuanced, I believe that his story is the next story we need after Secret Invasion. Let's have a scientist figure out these goggles that can find Skrulls. And then he starts to hunt Skrulls like no other. This is going to cause a bunch of issues, though. Because he'll be wanted for taking matters into his own hands. You know, especially in such a violent way if he's killing people. But on the other hand, he's exposing these Skrulls as spies and showing where they are. Especially if it's someone in a higher command, like if he ends up getting an army general or sergeant or lieutenant or whatever, you know, like some kind of diplomat. You know, what if there's a billionaire out there like any of the ones that we have that turns out to be a Skrull, you know, like, but they've just been using this money to gain influence and stuff like that. Like, what if Epstein was a Skrull? Just saying. okay. So he's got people that could be on his side because of it, is what I'm saying. But he's gonna have his ups and downs. But in the end, it shows that he was directed by not Nick Fury, but by Thunderbolt Ross. Which ends up leading directly into the Thunderbolts. Like think of Killmonger from Black Panther, only in the US government secret co-op mode. I think that would be kind of like a cool connector before we get into the movie aspect again. And Secret Invasion, I'm sorry, I really tried to get into it, but it left me with so many questions, left me such kind of like a unfulfilled taste in my mouth. That this could answer a lot of those questions. It could help fill in a lot of those gaps. And like I said, like, there's stuff that, you know, they find the virus in the Stark Tech. So what if, you know, when they realized that Rhodey was a Skull, that he had access to armor, so it gave them an opportunity to examine the armor, which can feed directly into Armor Wars, which is down the road. We've got Thunderbolts coming up. What if Thunderbolts is almost like the Skrull Kill Crew? Like, they take his goggles. Like, turns out he's been influenced by Thunderbolt Ross. Thunderbolt Ross is kind of setting these people up. So this guy is basically doing recon, and the Thunderbolts are coming in and taking out Skrulls. You know, like, it could be something like that. What if... Like, I don't know. I think that this is something that could feed into him. He doesn't have to have all the superpowers. Just the one to be able to detect Skrulls. So, really, he is one of the most valuable men on the planet Earth with that, with those goggles. Because if you think about it, all the Skrulls want him. They want to find him and take him out because he's got the only means to identify them on a consistent basis, on a reliable basis. At the same time, Earth's humanity, they're looking to him because he is the one that's able to pull out these spies, these Skrulls. So, you know, what can you do, right? And then you have people that, you know, where it can even get political with it. Because you have the people that are out, you know, they don't want the foreigners in. So they don't want these aliens in that have taken over people's identities. But, you know, a lot of them are refugees. They need a place too. So maybe they just need something. And you're playing both sides of the political fence there with it. And you can show aspects of that without being... leaning more one way or the other. You can actually do it in a way that it can open eyes, it can really work with people, and I think it'd be great. And I think something like this could be covered in a matter of 6 episodes, because it doesn't take much to show that he had goggles. And maybe the guy that created the goggles isn't the one killing him. Maybe he's got a brother that's in the army, like a special operative or something like that, you know, like, and that's maybe how it connects to Thunderbolt Ross. I don't know. I'd love to know your thoughts. How would you handle this character that can see Skrulls that have infiltrated the MCU? It's very nuanced, but right now he could be one of the most important characters in the Marvel universe, at least the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But let me know. Like I said, you can email me directly anytime. It's b4itall@yahoo.com. You can catch me on Twitter and Instagram under Super Deep Dive, or X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. And you can catch me on YouTube and TikTok under Superhero Deep Dive. Please help me grow. Comment, like, subscribe, share, watch the videos. We'll have a good time. If you have any critiques, fun facts I may have missed, your take on the character, what would you do with the character? How would you implement him? Does he need a story? Does he need an animated series? Like, what do you think? Let me know. I am 100% about it. But I think I'm going to head out for now. I hope everyone is blessed. I hope everyone is happy. I hope everyone is safe. I hope everyone is smart. But if you're not smart, don't get caught. See you guys next week. I think I am covering a big episode in Zatanna. See you guys later. Bye-bye.